for a single soul. Reaching further and stepping in closer.
Welcome to Living Life. Hey, have you ever been in a courtroom? How do you like it when you're in the courtroom? Is it kind of scary to be in a courtroom? Have you ever been in a courtroom where the judge is actually sentencing somebody in a criminal case? And maybe even he's sentencing them to death. So in a sense, by sentencing them, he's condemning them to death. Do you know, when we really think about it, death row, we're all kind of on death row, because when God, when we were found guilty of sin by God and we were sentenced to death, we were on death row until we heard and came to know Jesus Christ. And we were removed from death row, and Jesus took our place and actually suffered the penalty of death for us. So if you've ever been in a courtroom, you know, it's interesting because you can start to think about this scenario, and it will help you understand what happened to you when you were saved and came to know Jesus Christ. Well, when we look at the passage is going to kind of bring this a little bit to light. So let's take a look at the passage and see how it helps us understand more about our salvation.
Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you.
Welcome back to Living Life. You know, as we discussed, we talked about this idea of condemnation, where the whole world was on death row. I think this passage is going to help us in that way, kind of look and see how our salvation process went when God saved us and we came to know Him. The first thing in this particular passage is it says, now there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation has to do with this idea of being condemned to death. We were condemned to death, but for Jesus' death and our believing in His death for on our behalf, we were removed from that penalty of death. We were removed from death row. So as we think about this idea of condemnation, it's important to understand, because also it means is that the guilt that we had because of our sin is removed as well. Now, the important thing when we look at this, it says, we are not condemned if we are in Christ Jesus. This is really important because sometimes we think we're in the faith and we're really not in the faith. As a matter of fact, the scriptures tell us to examine ourselves to see whether or not we're truly in the faith. We're truly in Christ Jesus. And so in the second verse, a very important verse, it talks about the fact that we have been freed from the law of sin and death, and now we can serve through the law of the Spirit. So the law of the Spirit has freed us from the law of sin and death. What's the law of sin and death? The law of sin, if you sin, if you offend God by your actions, there are consequences. And the consequences are given light or given power through the law. And the consequence for us is death. From our very beginning with our spiritual ancestors, Adam and Eve, God said that you will surely die. And that death sentence was passed down through all humanity to us in our DNA. In Romans 5:12, it tells us by one man sin entered the world and death came to all men because all sinned. So when we look at this fact that there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, and then also realize that we have been freed from the law of sin and death, which Paul talks about and argues about and gives us a discussion about in Romans 6 and Romans 7, and Romans 8 is the answer to Romans 6 and Romans 7. Christ actually fulfilled the requirements of the law. We could not fill the requirements of the righteous requirements of the law because we're unrighteous. We were sold as slaves. But when Christ came, he died for us, he actually fulfilled the righteous requirements of the law on our behalf. I love 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus was treated as a sinner so that we could be treated as righteous. He was our substitute when he fulfilled the requirements of the law. So also what's happening when he says there's no condemnation is our mind is being renewed. Before we had a mind of the flesh where we sowed to the flesh, but a mind of the flesh is not a mind that could ever please God. So we were in that condition before Christ rescued us and became our substitute and fulfilled the righteous requirements on our behalf. Now, when we look at verse 9 is very important because verse 9 tells us that as long as we are in the Spirit of God, as long as the Spirit of Christ lives in us, then we truly are in Christ Jesus. This is one of the ways to know whether we're in Christ Jesus, but also the Spirit, that same Spirit of God, it empowers us to be able to live out this Christian life. So Romans 6 and Romans 7 really refers more to our salvation and coming to know Christ. Romans 8 is really about how do we begin to live out our life in the Spirit and by the power of the Spirit. Because the Spirit of Christ comes to live in us, we can live out this Christian life. We were never meant to live it out in the flesh, but only by the power of the Spirit. Romans 8:9 says, if the Spirit of Christ lives in you, you belong to Christ. So you must belong to Christ to be in Christ. And so we must, again, examine ourselves to whether we're truly in the faith and we truly have the Spirit of Christ living in us. Now, the other thing is because the Spirit of Christ lives in us and we belong to Christ, our bodies will be raised on that day when Jesus Christ comes back for us and we will be resurrected and we have the life of Christ in us. So think about your life and take a look at your life. Are you truly in Christ? Does the Spirit of Christ live in you? Or have you been doing things in the flesh where you think that you're in Christ? Walking 100 old ladies across the street is not going to do it. Even coming to church every day for 365 days is not going to do it. we must receive Christ and come to know Christ and be in Christ, and also the Spirit of Christ must be living in us for us to belong to Christ. Nothing else will do, and no other way, and there is no other way that we can live out this Christian life empowered but by the Holy Spirit and by the Spirit of Christ that lives in us. Are you in Christ today? Or do you think you're in Christ because you've been going through the motions of doing church? Maybe today the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and saying, it's time to stop doing church. It's time to be the church. And the only way we can be the church is for Christ to be in us, the Spirit of Christ in us, that we might belong to him who died for us. So we're going to pray about that right now. Father, I thank you for this audience. I thank you for the word that has gone forth. The word never returns void, but always accomplishes the purpose for which it is sent. And I pray right now an anointing upon the word that at least one person will hear and examine themselves to see whether or not they truly are in Christ, truly whether the Spirit of Christ is living in them, and that whether they belong to Christ. I pray that they will examine themselves and come to find out that they are in Christ. But if they're not, Father, I pray that they will ask you and receive your salvation in you as Lord and Savior. I pray all this in Jesus' precious, wonderful name. Amen.
Singing soul, reaching a further and stepping in closer, CGM.